Yo, what's up? It's your boy, Melanin King, aka Gambino. My topic today is insecurity. Men, women, the whole gambit. I want to know why every time a motivational speaker, a coach, a minister, or anybody that's really prolific in your life tells you something that you need to know, and you view it as attacking you. Why do you view it as talking down on you when they're actually trying to uplift you? A lot of men don't like to be called kings. That's a sign of immaturity. That's a sign of childishness. Because what man does not want to be uplifted? What man does not want to be a king? I don't know any real man that doesn't want to be a king, that doesn't want to have an empire with his queen. You know, it really makes no sense. You know what I mean? Because I would love to build an empire with a secure, capable woman, instead of an insecure, not sure of herself woman. Somebody that's gonna be a liability to me. You know what I'm saying? Nobody should be a liability to you. You are the protector. You are the king. You are the guidance. That doesn't mean go off and beat on your woman. That doesn't mean belittle her. That means guide her, lead her. If you tell her to go this way, baby, let's go this way. Not you tell her to go this way, she wants to go this way. You have to work together. You have to be in sync. You know what I'm saying? So when somebody tells you about yourself, pulls you by your coattail, no matter how harsh it is, don't think of the harshness. Think of the message behind what they're trying to say. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying, man. Don't shoot the messenger. For real. Hello, this is Melanin King, formerly known as Gambino. Okay, I'm going to talk to you guys about us men and why us men feel like we don't get any validation. Let me tell you something. You can be the best man in the world, but hear me out. If you do not express yourself and you hold it and you hold it all in, how's she gonna know what to fix if she don't know anything's broken? You know what I'm saying? See, you can't get mad at her because she has a workload too, and communications get crossed. You know, you're both busy. So this is what I want you guys to do, gentlemen. I want you, when it's time to lay down with your woman and unwind after a long, hard day, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go grab her softly, pull her close to you, and explain to her softly and calmly the best way you can how you feel. What's on your mind? Have a conversation with her. And I guarantee you, she's going to reciprocate that. With a kiss, a hug, an apology. See, the thing is, we are too busy trying to be masculine. We're too busy trying to be this hard exterior. You're still human, man. You're still human. And it's okay to cry. It's okay not to be okay. But you have to face it. And the only way you're going to face that is you're going to talk to her. Don't yell at her. Don't go off the deep end. Do it when you guys get ready to lay down. So everything can be calm. There's no stress in the air. And it's just peaceful. And just tell her. See, the thing is, guys, we are taught at a young age, stop crying. Toughen up. That was abuse. That was mental abuse. Telling us to toughen up. Telling us to stop crying. Dude, if there's a legitimate reason I'm crying, you need to console me. That's why we don't know how to console our own kids. Because we were not consoled as kids. But we have to break that chain. We have to find out how to best communicate. And that's how you're going to have a healthy relationship. That's how you're going to have a healthy household. If you learn how to communicate. The thing is don't be scared. Express yourself, kings. Because your feelings are valid. And they need to be validated. This is Melanin King signing out. Have a blessed and prosperous day. And remember, kings, your feelings are valid.